Now turn to part 4. Questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Claire, and a boy, Tom, about a football tour. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, Claire. I read about you and the women's football team in the daily paper. You must be very pleased about being chosen to go on their national tour this summer.
Thanks, Tom. I didn't realise it was in the paper.
It says the other girls in the team are all a lot older. Does that make you feel nervous?
I'm used to it. When I joined our local club, I was only 14, and all the others were in their 20s. But the senior players were very helpful and gave me lots of advice. Now I'm a bit older, I can help the other new players when they join.
But what about your schoolwork? Isn't it difficult to fit it in? When I was in that tennis team, I never got my homework done on time because I had to do so much practicing. That's why I gave it up.
Really? Football's not too bad. The matches are all at weekends, and we train 2 evenings a week, so there's still plenty of time for homework.
But aren't you planning to go to university when you leave school next year?
Well, it's possible to study sports science, of course, and I'd like to do that one day, but I think I'll probably concentrate on my football career first, so that's what I'll do next year.
I suppose you'd like to play for your country one day.
Maybe. At the moment, I'm just looking forward to playing against the different teams on this tour. Even if we don't win every game, it'll still be a great experience.
By the way, when's your next match?
On Saturday afternoon. Please come and cheer us on, Tom. We're playing a team that's coming from Manchester.
Well, I was born in Manchester, you know. But don't worry, I won't miss the match. And I won't be shouting for the other side either.
Now listen again.
Hello, Claire. I read about you and the women's football team in the daily paper. You must be very pleased about being chosen to go on their national tour this summer.
Thanks, Tom. I didn't realise it was in the paper.
It says the other girls in the team are all a lot older. Does that make you feel nervous?
I'm used to it. When I joined our local club, I was only 14, and all the others were in their 20s. But the senior players were very helpful and gave me lots of advice. Now I'm a bit older, I can help the other new players when they join.
But what about your schoolwork? Isn't it difficult to fit it in? When I was in that tennis team, I never got my homework done on time because I had to do so much practicing. That's why I gave it up.
Really? Football's not too bad. The matches are all at weekends, and we train 2 evenings a week, so there's still plenty of time for homework.
But aren't you planning to go to university when you leave school next year?
Well, it's possible to study sports science, of course, and I'd like to do that one day, but I think I'll probably concentrate on my football career first, so that's what I'll do next year.
I suppose you'd like to play for your country one day.
Maybe. At the moment, I'm just looking forward to playing against the different teams on this tour. Even if we don't win every game, it'll still be a great experience.
By the way, when's your next match?
On Saturday afternoon. Please come and cheer us on, Tom. We're playing a team that's coming from Manchester.
Well, I was born in Manchester, you know. But don't worry, I won't miss the match. And I won't be shouting for the other side either.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.